ever scrolled through crypto Twitter, you know, and seen people bragging about their Bitcoin gains.
Mm.
And you're like, wait, don't you have to like actually own Bitcoin for that?
Yeah.
Well, get ready to dive into perpetual futures where you can, you know, ride that crypto wave without buying a single Bitcoin.
It's like dipping your toes into the speculative deep end without having to buy a hardware wallet or anything like that. It's essentially, you know, placing a bet on the future price of a cryptocurrency. Bitcoin, Ethereum, you name it.
So, okay, a bet,
mm.
but not like with your buddy who always forgets to pay you back.
Right.
We're talking serious financial instruments here.
Yeah.
But what makes them perpetual?
Ah, that's the fun part. See, unlike traditional futures contracts, which have an expiration date, you know, like milk.
Right.
Perpetual futures, they just keep going. It's like a contract that said, you know what? I don't do deadlines.
No expiration date. That's like ultimate freedom. I get why traders love that. But, okay, how does it actually work? This is where I feel like we're entering, like, the matrix of finance.
Okay, let me simplify it. Imagine two traders. One thinks Bitcoin is going to the moon.
Okay.
They're going long, we call it.
Okay.
The other thinks it's headed for a crash, right? They're going short.
Okay.
Essentially, they're making a contract that's, I bet the price is going to move in this direction.
Makes sense. Okay, so far, so good. But, I mean, crypto prices are about as stable as, like, I don't know, a caffeinated hummingbird.
Yeah.
How do we make sure the price on this contract actually reflects the real price of Bitcoin?
That's where the funding rate mechanism comes in.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Think of it like a balancing tax.
Mm-hmm.
Every 8 hours, or it could be a different frequency depending on the platform, but every 8 hours, that contract price, it gets nudged a little bit closer to the actual market price.
Nudged. That sounds so gentle.
Yeah.
How does this nudge actually work in practice?
Sure, yeah. So if the perpetual futures contract, let's say, is higher than the real-time Bitcoin price, the traders who went long, remember, they bet on the price to go up. They pay a small fee to the folks who went short.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a penalty for being too optimistic.
Exactly.
Okay. And what happens if the contract price is lower than the actual price of Bitcoin?
Then the short folks, the ones who bet the price was going down, they pay a fee to those who went long.
Interesting.
It's like this constant push and pull that keeps that contract price in line with the market.
So you're not just trying to predict whether Bitcoin goes up or down. You also have to keep in mind this funding rate that could, you know, be eating into your profits.
Exactly. And you know what? That's just one thing to keep in mind. There are also some inherent risks that come with trading something as, shall we say, unpredictable as cryptocurrency.
Okay, so we've established that perpetual futures can be risky. But before we get too deep into that, I'm curious, why would someone want to trade these things? I mean, isn't it easier to just, you know, buy and hold Bitcoin?
Well, imagine this. You're totally into crypto, but you've got a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Ah, yes. The FOMO is real.
Right. Perpetual futures let you jump in on the action without actually having to own any crypto. No need to mess around with wallets and security keys and all that.
So it's like, you know, you get to test drive a Lamborghini without having to worry about where you're going to park it.
Exactly. But it's not just about convenience. There are some serious benefits that attract traders to perpetual futures.
Okay. Like what?
Flexibility. Since there's no expiration date, you can hold on to your position for as long as you like. Short-term traders, they can ride those quick price swings in and out. Boom.
I like the sound of that.
Right. And the long-term folks, they can just sit back and relax, let their positions ride for months, years, whatever.
So it's like choose your own adventure, but instead of a spooky forest, it's, you know, the wild world of crypto charts.
There you go.
And speaking of wild, let's talk about leverage. That seems to be what everyone's buzzing about.
Yeah, leverage. That's the turbocharger of trading.
Yeah.
You get to control a much larger position than what you actually put in. Let's say you have $1,000 and you're feeling really good about Bitcoin.
Okay.
With 10x leverage, you're essentially playing with $10,000 worth of Bitcoin. So if the price goes up 10%, you've just doubled your money.
Wow. Sign me up. But, and maybe I'm just cynical, but I feel like there's got to be a downside.
Of course. It's like they say, if it sounds too good to be true.
Probably is.
Exactly. Leverage is powerful, but it cuts both ways. Remember that Bitcoin scenario? Let's say instead of going up 10%, it drops 10%. With that same 10x leverage, you've just lost your entire $1,000.
Ouch. Okay, that's a pretty stark reminder that leverage is not for the risk averse.
Not at all. Crypto itself is already super volatile, right?
Yeah.
Trying to predict its movements is like, I don't know, trying to predict the weather in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah, good luck with that.
One minute it's sunny, the next minute you're caught in a downpour.
So, okay, we've got leverage, volatility, and then don't forget about those funding rate costs that could be taking a bite out of your profits.
You got it. It's a lot to keep track of. That's why it's so important to really understand what you're getting into before you jump into perpetual futures.
Right. So let's say someone's been listening to us, they're intrigued, and now they want to try out these perpetual futures. What's step one? Where do they even begin?
Well, first things first, you got to choose where you're going to trade, right?
Well,
pick your platform, your exchange.
Okay.
And not all exchanges are created equal.
Right.
Some are great, some, not so much. You want to find one that's, you know, secure, easy to use, and of course, offers the specific perpetual futures you're interested in.
This is kind of like choosing like a dance partner. You want someone you can trust, right?
Exactly.
Who's not going to step on your toes too much. So what are some of the like big names in this space?
Yeah. So you got your big players like Binance. They've got a massive amount of crypto to choose from. Then there's Bybit, which is, you know, generally considered pretty user-friendly, especially if you're just starting out.
Okay.
And then if you're feeling really adventurous, there's always BitMEX.
Okay.
They're known for their high leverage options.
If you like to live on the edge.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've picked your exchange, you're ready to go, what's next?
Next, you gotta, you know, fund your account. Most exchanges will take cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, your usual suspects.
Makes sense. Got to use the right currency.
Exactly. But some places also take fiat, like good old U.S. dollars.
Oh, okay. So there are options.
Yeah, you're not always limited to crypto.
Convenient. Okay, so accounts all set up. What's the next step in our perpetual futures journey?
Now the fun begins. It's time to choose your contract. What do you want to trade? Bitcoin, Ethereum, there's tons of options out there.
So many choices. And of course, the big question, do you go long or short?
Right. Are you betting on things going up or down?
Exactly.
That's where all your research and analysis comes into play.
Right.
Are you like studying the charts, looking at trends, or are you more about, you know, following those gut feelings?
Right, right.
But whatever you do, make sure you have a reason for why you're making that decision. Don't just like flip a coin.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the risks, but how can someone, you know, protect themselves a bit? What are the safeguards here?
Stop loss orders are your best friend.
Okay.
Think of it like setting a safety net. You choose a price, and if it drops below that, your position automatically closes.
Okay, so it's like an emergency brake.
Exactly. Helps you limit your losses. And speaking of limiting losses, let's come back to leverage for a sec.
Leverage, right. That can be a slippery slope.
For sure. It's powerful, but you really got to know what you're doing. If you're new to this, I'd say start slow. Maybe even like no leverage at all, just to get a feel for things.
Yeah, get your feet wet first.
Exactly. There's no need to dive into the deep end right away.
Great advice. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
Perpetual futures, they're exciting, they're risky. Do your research, manage your risk, and maybe, just maybe, you'll come out on top.
It's like they say, no risk, no reward, right?
I like that.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive on perpetual futures. Thanks for listening, everyone.